All right, welcome to another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. I'm recording this episode outdoors, and it's a very cold day as I'm recording this. I am recording this from Greece. I'm inside my car as we speak, and I am just here by the beach, but it's just so windy, I can't get out. I mean, maybe I can just show you a little bit, or at least you can hear what I have to endure in order to do this podcast. I'm sure you can hear. It's really windy. But I am on the usual location where I usually come to record these podcast episodes. You can probably hear the wind and the sea at the background. I don't know if you can hear the sea, really. For those of you who are new to the podcast, my name is Daniel. I am someone who has built an online business sharing what he knows. I don't know why I'm talking to the third person, but I got started as a composer, licensing my music. Then I started a YouTube channel sharing that with the world. And I became a coach. I became someone who created online programs, online courses, teaching about music licensing. From there, I built a six-figure knowledge business. And very quickly, I fell in love with the whole process of entrepreneurship and how to build a personal brand online. How can we share our knowledge with others? And how can we live a life of purpose? Now, I'm not saying all of this to drop my credentials or anything like that, but it will be very, how can I say this, very arrogant of me to expect that you have heard other podcast episodes of mine. And maybe this is the first episode that you listen. So I just wanted to give a quick introduction of who I am, what I'm doing, and why am I outdoors in a winter morning by the beach recording a podcast episode. And the reason why I do this outdoors is because at times I want to get out of the house because I spend a lot of hours in front of the computer by my desk. And I just want to get out. So I've been doing podcasting outdoors for many years, actually. And not all episodes are outdoors. If you've been following me, you know that I do some episodes inside. Right? Inside, I mean indoors. But the purpose of this podcast episodes that I do like this outdoors is because I want to get out. I want to get in flow state by just breathing fresh air. Being by the beach while I'm doing this, even on a winter morning, is just, it's a blessing. It just helps me connect with something higher than myself, if without being so esoteric or so woo-hoo-hoo. But, there is something to be said about being in nature and being, and just recording a podcast episode outdoor is just such a mind-blowing experience if you've never done it before. Okay, so for me, it's something that I do from time to time. But the reason why I'm here in the cold by the beach recording a podcast episode, and I'm going to go inside the car because I think the wind is leaking in now. I can hear it through my headphones. But the reason why I'm doing this is because there is stuff happening at home, and meaning that my wife is at home and I can't really... She's doing some work as well. My wife as well works from home. So it's both of us that have to work from home, right? I run my online business. I do many things like podcasting. I create content. But today, she's at home. It's early in the morning and, she's doing some stuff and some work. And it's just impossible for me to record the podcast. And if you've been following me, you know that I have my desk in the living room, which means that I don't have a separate room to do what I do, right? I like to work in the mornings while my two daughters are at school. And this is the time where I work. This is the time when I make podcast episodes like this one. I make music. I coach. I do all my coaching calls, if it's possible, in the mornings. I do content creation. I'm working on a course right now, so I do all of that in the mornings. And then I have a schedule. And my wife does the same thing, right? But today's one of those days that the schedules collided. And I do what I do, which is, I'm just going to go and record my podcast episode outdoors in the same spot. And by the way, go and follow me on Instagram so you can see where I record this podcast episode. I'm going to take a picture today so you can have an idea where I'm at, this beautiful location where I come. And another reason why I do this as well is to show you that you don't need a studio. If you want to get started in podcasting, I mean, you can just do it on the go, like I'm doing it right now. The conditions are not ideal, okay? And it's far from perfect. And as I was driving here to the beach, I can see the wind. And I can say, like, oh, God, it's not an ideal day to do a podcast outdoor. So my last resort is to just do it inside the car, which I've done before, by the way. That's the sound quality. It's okay, really. It's not that bad. In fact, inside the car is probably the best that you can do in order to record a podcast. You do have to possess a high-quality microphone or a handy recorder, which is what I have right now. And, you know, just make sure that there's no noises around, really. I mean, that's it, really. But this is not the point of this podcast, okay? I want to get into why we let adversity, you know, take over our lives and, you know, why adversity is so hard to overcome it, okay? Like, I thought about this today when I was driving here, and even when I went for my walk this morning. I wake up very early in the mornings and I go for a walk, 5 o'clock, and I go out. You know, I live in a beautiful location, so, you know, it's pretty safe for me to just go for a walk, and it's by the sea. Like I said, I'm based in Greece, so, you know, it's a beautiful small town. It's a small town living, really. And I was thinking about this, and I was listening to an audiobook this morning and talking about adversity, talking about how can we get better, how can we conquer adversity, and why are some people just get paralyzed by it, and what can we do in order to just move forward and snap out of that, you know, negative loop that we put ourselves in. Because, you know, stuff is going to happen in life. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Life is going to happen to you, but how can we rise above, right? How can we, you know, conquer our fears and our doubts, right? Most of the things that we think about, they never happen. The things that we are afraid of, is most of those things don't happen. We just live too much in our head, and we are paralyzed by fear at times. And when we really see how bad things can get, we realize that it's not that bad and that we actually are more resilient than we think. We don't give ourselves enough credit. So while I was driving here and I see the wind and everything, I mean, the old version of Daniel, and I'm talking about, you know, an old version of Daniel from many, many years ago, before I started to work online and before I became someone who can earn a living online, right? But that old version of Daniel will have said, you know, there's no way I'm going to do this, you know, because it's too windy, it's too cold. I mean, what's the point, you know? In fact, I wouldn't even have the idea of creating a podcast and put this message out, right? Because I was not in that frequency. I was not tapped into that space, right, of content creation, sharing my knowledge with others, you know, building my online resume. This is something that I've been talking a lot about lately, you know. It's very important now more than ever to have an online presence, to build your resume online. And your resume is not by saying the things that you have accomplished or your degrees or your diplomas or your qualifications. It's just about sharing what you are passionate about and what have you conquered, right? So, for example, if you have lost weight, right? I mean, you don't need to be a fitness instructor in order to share that with the world. You can just open an Instagram account and start sharing that with the world. You can start making YouTube videos. You can create a podcast talking about that journey of how you managed to lose the weight, right? And your struggle with weight loss. And, you know, I mean, that's just an example. The same goes with a fitness journey of a person, right? You're unfit and now you have managed to, you know, I don't know, whatever. Whatever it is that you have conquered and you have managed to go to the other side. And if you can share that with the world, then that's your online resume. you share your journey, you document your process the same way that I'm doing here with this episode. Okay, talking about adversity, talking about why am I doing this podcast? I'm trying to create here a connection with you by sharing my journey. But most importantly, I'm here documenting my life, because the content that I create is not just about educational content. It's not just about inspirational. It's about trying to release something into the world which is completely free, right? It costs me nothing. It doesn't cost me anything to do this podcast, right? Apart from the equipment that I have invested. But apart from that, it's just my time and my energy, and to put it out there in the hopes that somebody can get a touch by it so they can go and do their own thing and say, hey, if Daniel is over there in Greece on a winter morning recording a podcast episode talking about what he's passionate about, you know, I wonder if I could do the same thing. That's the outcome that I'm going for. And hopefully that will get you fired up to do your own thing and say, you know what, maybe it's time for me to create my own podcast. I mean, Daniel doesn't have a studio, right? And he does it from the living room. Okay. And you might say, like, yeah, but why don't you have a dedicated space, like an office? And I've talked about this before, you know. I mean, we moved to this dream location where I'm based right now a few years ago when the pandemic broke in 2020. You know, we moved in the midst of the pandemic, right? We were living very close to Athens, and now I live in a small town community, which is a tourist destination. It used to be the first capital of Greece. Okay, it's called Nafplio. And Nafplio is a beautiful small town. And I just can't stop talking about it because, you know, we've been living here we're going now for 4 years, but it's still very recent. You know, it's not that long. And we moved here, you know, in the midst of the pandemic. We just found a place to just, you know, get our asses over here. It's been a dream in the making for a long time, but, you know, like any desirable location, it's very hard to find, like, the right place. It's very hard to, you know, properties are, you know, it is a big hustle. So the place that we found, which is less than ideal, but it has been our home for the last 4 years, it worked very, very well. You know, it was next to the school, so my girls, my eldest daughter can go to that school. So it takes a lot of boxes, right? It's enough space for us to just live and try to make things work. And, you know, we're in a transition, right? Again, trying to face adversity, because it is an adversity it's a challenge, I should say, to work from home. You know, I run my business from home, creating courses, like I said, podcasts, content, music. I mean, you name it. It requires a space to do all of these things. And having two girls, you know, I mean, my eldest daughter, as I'm recording this, is 13. The youngest one is going to turn 6. So, you know, I have built a business around my lifestyle, right? Not the other way around. Okay, I haven't built a lifestyle around my business, but I have built a business around my lifestyle. And I think that we can all do that. I don't want to glamorize it, because I'm not trying to. And that's the reason why I share my content the way it is, as raw as possible, and say, like, hey, today I can't record my podcast at home because of this. But I'm outdoors. And I'm, in fact, this is what I do. This is my jam. I just grab my handy recorder and I go on for a walk and just record. You know, if it's too windy, or if it's, you know, at times if it's raining, I just stay inside the car. I recorded a podcast episode actually last year, towards the end of last year. There was a massive storm here in Greece towards the end of 2023. And the storm was called Daniel, funny enough. And I went for a walk around 5 o'clock in the morning, where, as I usually do. And I grabbed my gear with me, and I wanted to do it outdoors at that time, early in the morning. I mean, it was pitch black, but, you know, I wanted to record this while, you know, the sunrise was going to happen. And I knew that the storm was here in Greece. But at that time, I said, like, okay, stop raining for the last few days. So I don't think nothing's going to happen today. I thought it was going to, like, die off. And I don't follow the news, really. So I'm not really good when it comes down to the latest updates with anything. I mean, I do check the weather and all of this. But, you know, I'm not glued to the TV like I used to see what's the latest updates when it comes down to politics or anything. I mean, I have no idea what's going on. And whatever things are going to be important that I have to find out, I will find out one way or another, right? Like the bad news or the latest updates. But anyways, I go out that morning, and It was not raining. I get my handy recorder, as I usually do, and I start to talk. And then as I am recording the podcast, it starts to rain, and there's some thunders. And then it goes and rains even more. And it starts to rain, like, quite a lot, man. Like, I'm talking about storm rain. So I had to look for shelter, and I actually documented this. I did a YouTube video about this. And because I'm literally, like, you can see that it's a scary rain. And I said to myself, okay, I have the option to close the microphone, right, to stop this recording and go, or carry on talking and just try to wrap it up at some point, right? If you want to listen to that episode, it's episode 97, okay? Episode 97 of the podcast, and it's called Daniel's Downpour, Making the Most of the Last 4 Months, okay? That was recorded on the 8th of September, or it went live on the 8th of September of 2023. So go to episode 97 so you can hear the audio experience of that podcast. And how is that relatable to this episode? Well, it's because I was facing a challenge, and the importance of documenting that, you know, like, even like, hey, I'm doing a podcast like this, and this is what's happening. I think it's important. I mean, I had listeners who actually connected with me because of that podcast, because they can actually hear the rain and what was happening. It's almost like a, you know, it's like almost like a real time experience, but it's not in real time, obviously, because it's not live. It's not happening live, but they can actually put themselves in that space. And that's what I wanted to create. Okay, and when I do the podcast outdoors like this, it's like that. That's the idea, to make you feel like you're here, like it's a listening experience, that we're just hanging out, and we're here, you know, you're here with me in Greece, right? You're here in this beautiful location. We're here by the beach, and we're talking about this. That's the idea behind it, to create such a intimate experience that hopefully we can build this connection together, right? And so we can both grow, because this is very important to me, and hopefully it will be important to you as well. The message here is that whatever adversity it is, okay, whatever challenges you're facing, either they're small or you have made that challenge and that adversity in your own head, okay, it's an imaginary challenge, right? Remember, we make things worse sometimes. Then there's always a greater reward on the other side. We just don't know it. We just can't see it at that moment, right? And I'm just using here some very basic examples. I mean, this is not something dramatic, right? Like somebody getting fired from their job and be completely unemployed, and you know, you have to pay the bills and all of this. All right? I mean, can you hear the wind, man? I'm inside the car and you can still listen to the wind. Crazy stuff, all right? I mean, I've been through some challenges in my life, you know? I mean, when you're 48, I'm going to be 49 years old in a week. It's just, it's insane how quick time goes by. I mean, it seems like it was yesterday that I was 20, and I was just like, you know what? I don't have to think about health. I don't have to think about anything. You know, I'm just going to live my life. Right? So my message to the young people who are in their 20s and even 30s, you know, don't think that you have a lot of time. I mean, you have time. You have time to mess up your life and then pick yourself up again. You do. But it goes so fast. And I'm still young. Okay? If you're older than me, you might be thinking that I'm young. And I completely get it, because it's the perception that we have of life. Okay? So whatever challenges we might be facing, you know, and I've had my fair share of challenges, it has always been something that it has built my character, and I have managed to actually go through that challenge or grow from that challenge. And it's not as happening to me, it's happening, you know, because of me at most of the times, right? I'm responsible for it. But it's happening for me. Okay? It's not happening to me, it's happening for me. So I will never change the experiences that I've had in life, okay? I will never exchange my years on this earth, which are going to be close to 50 now, for youth, because the wisdom that I have now and the understanding of certain universal principles and laws are just, you know, they're so valuable. And it's one of the reasons why I share this with my content. Okay. So, I mean, the challenges, for example, relocating from the UK here to Greece was a big one for me, you know. After the birth of my first daughter, we came here to Greece in the midst of the Greek crisis. I found myself unemployed. That was a massive blow to me, man, because, I mean, we had a business idea that was going to be the main source of income for me and my wife and for my family, okay? And that did not go well at all. You know, we went bankrupt pretty much in a matter of a year. We lost all the savings that we had from the UK, and I found myself as a stay-at-home dad. It's a story that I've shared so many times before because that's how I got started working online. Because, you know, I'm a foreigner here living in Greece and my wife is Greek, so it was easier for her to just go get a job. You know, being a native, right? And my Greek was, you know, very basic at the time. I mean, I'm better now, but still, you know, it's easier for a woman. And you know, and we had to start thinking, you know, fast at that time. We like, okay, what are we going to do? You know, the whole plan went to, you know, to the ground. We need to think. We need to start thinking in different ways. So I stayed behind, right? I stayed that was how I became a stay-at-home dad. And unemployed for the very first time in my life. I was going through a midlife crisis. This is when I started to get into personal development because I knew that I had to change the way of my thoughts and my thinking. I got into personal development. I got rid of terrible habits, and you know, the rest is history, really. I tried to use the skills that I had. You know, the only thing that I knew was just music. I didn't know about content creation back then, but I said to myself, you know, if I can just make money online with my music, then I can be okay. You know, if I can figure this out. I always wanted to work online. I always wanted to use the internet to my advantage. Like, okay, I want to be somebody that is valuable in one way or another. So what skills do I have? And, you know, obviously I was selling myself short back then. I could have started my whole YouTube process of documenting my journey even back then, okay? But I didn't, because I didn't have that vision. I didn't have that goal. I was just so consumed by this adversity of relocating from the UK here to Greece for the first time. You know, we just had a baby. You know, I mean, me and my wife, we had a life in the UK. You know, we both had jobs. We had a purpose. Something was happening for us, you know. And, you know, I am British by birth, but I grew up in Venezuela. So, you know, I met my wife in the UK. So even the fact that we were both living in London, okay, and we met there when we were in our early 20s, and, you know, we quite quickly, you know, built a home, and, you know, we were a couple trying to make ends meet as well in a foreign country. You know, for me, I have accomplished my life dream, which was to go back to the place of my birth, right, London. And this was something that I grew up with. And for me to just be living in England and being living in London, you know, when I in my 20s and found my soulmate, I mean, I have already made it. You know, I thought, like, this is it, man, you know. I mean, I have accomplished my goal in life, which is just go back to the place of my birth, because I never went back, really, not even for holiday. I was just born in England, and then I grew up in Venezuela. I travel a lot throughout my youth and growing up, but I never went back to England. So I grew up with that idea of going back to the place of my birth. So that on its own was a massive, you know, challenge for me, but it was a massive dream that I have accomplished, because, you know, I didn't knew anybody in England. You know, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have enough money to just get there and live. You know, I had to, like, literally just arrive with a backpack and just, you know, get a job as quick as possible and build a life and try to get to know people, find my own, you know, my space, my environment. So I did that. And then to just give that all away or give it up completely to come to a new country, to come here to Greece, you know, married with a kid, you know, a newborn baby, it was tough, man. But from that challenge, this is what the new Daniel was born, because of that challenge. Okay. I will never trade that. I mean, that was the best decision ever. And everything that happened after that, quite quickly, it just solidified this persona that is still in the making. Okay. I don't think I have arrived. I'm still in the making. but my philosophy of life has changed since then. Okay. And to give you a little bit of context of when did this happen, this was at the end of 2010. December of 2010 is when we arrived here in Greece. Okay. And it's 2024 as I'm recording this. It's been many, many years since we did that change. And I started to work online when I was in 2013, roughly. You know, it was a couple of years that I was just in limbo, dark place, stay-at-home dad. I was just looking online for things to do. I was consuming stuff. I was battling this addiction to smoking weed. I got rid of that. I stopped smoking cigarettes as well. It was a massive milestone in my personal development journey because I wanted to work online, work on the internet, and I thought to myself, there's no way I can be at home having a spliff. It's just not going to work. You know, I need to get rid of this bad habit. So I spent a lot of time looking inwards and try to find myself again. And I know that weed, you know, when we live here in Europe, I mean, I don't know where you're listening to, but, you know, growing up in Venezuela, weed is just... it's a bad drug, you know. It's considered a drug, the same as cocaine and other drugs, all right? Even though it's not the same, right? It's not a hardcore drug. But, you know, for me, I did not want to give myself any chances or any excuses to just say like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just weed, right? Because I live in Europe now. It's not considered that bad, you know. You can just have a spliff and a coffee. I mean, I did that for many, many years. But... if I'm going to be working for myself and I have to build something, then that means that I need to be true to myself and extinguish any doubt and fear. And I need to get rid of any weaknesses that might be holding me back. So I did that. And I've documented this process, or at least I have shared it. I haven't documented it. I don't have videos of that time. I mean, I have some pictures. It's one of the reasons why I have grown my beard. Like back then, I did not have a beard. I always had like a beard, like a very short beard, the way I have it now. But back then, I wanted to grow my beard like really, really long, like CC Top type of beard, like, you know, like massive beard. And when I did that, that symbolized the growth of that process, right? Of the person that was quitting weed and cigarettes. I did all of that in a matter of a month. Like first I quit weed and then I quit cigarettes a few months later, you know. And I let my beard grow like really long. And I said like this has to, like the external has to change with me. And if you see pictures of me online or videos of me online, even my first YouTube channel is a testimony to this, or it's a proof of that. I had already a massive beard. I mean, like, you know, to the chest, like really, really long. Obviously, it was trendy back then as well to have the beard, 2013, 14, you know, 15 even. It was like very trendy to just have a long beard, you know, hipsters and whatnot. But, you know, I was in a position of like, you know what, I'm quitting these terrible habits. I'm working on my music. I want to earn money online on the internet. It slowly started to happen. You know, I can see the direct relationship between personal development and working on yourself and entrepreneurship, because this is the things that I'm learning, reading books about it and all of this. And the beard just got longer and longer. And I that was like a statement, if you will. Okay. It was a new Daniel. And I took that adversity and that challenge and turned it into something positive, which is like, you know, earning a full-time income with my music. I got so excited about that process that then I fell in love with sharing my journey with others. And I started a YouTube channel sharing that journey as a stay-at-home dad trying to make ends meet with music. And from there, it just started to, you know, things started to happen, you know, very quickly. And it was because I was living to my true potential, right? I was always pushing the envelope of what else can I do? So the music is not enough. I'm already a stay-at-home dad trying to make money with music. I accomplished that. How can I do something else now? It's just because I always believed that I could do something different. And I have challenged myself enough, like trying to push the envelope for myself, still investing in myself in terms of personal development. What else can I do? So I started this YouTube channel on the side. And I get this immense joy of just documenting my life and sharing my journey as a stay-at-home dad. And the funny thing is that when things start to happen for me, you know, we moved to a different flat. And we were like, again, in a transition. When we moved from the UK here to Greece, and this is something that I skipped in the story, we moved to this amazing place. It's like a massive home, all right? I had a dedicated studio, massive, massive room, man. I have photos of this on Instagram and on my Facebook page. I'm in my studio. You know, we just arrived from the UK, and we like, okay, we're a family now. You know, it's not just me and my wife. You know, we have a new baby, a newborn baby. So we rented this massive place, 3-bedroom, you know, house. I take the biggest room of the house, and I have my guitars, my gear, my studio, my computers, my stuff. And I said, this is where I'm going to be working. But guess what? I had a dedicated room for myself where I can just lock the door, and I was not earning any money. I mean, I did do some things. I don't want you to think that I'm just this loser, because I did do, like, for example, I did some guitar lessons in that room, right? I can just close the door, and I had, like, you know, one client. You know, I lived in a small town close to Athens, and you know, I can only get one client, and just to make some money on the side, I guess. I was desperate to earn money. Like, that's the truth. I had one client who was a singer-songwriter, and I will produce songs for her. So she will write the songs, and she will come to the studio, and I will record the voices, her vocals, and then I will produce the song. And I earned money with that, but it was not something sustainable. And I had another person, actually, from Spain who was a songwriter, and she wanted as well to record some vocals. I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, slowly, things started to click, because at that time, I was just like, I was in the path. But it was adversity. So I had a room, okay, that was dedicated for me to do something with my life, you know, for crying out loud. You know, as a stay-at-home dad, and I had a room, but I was not making enough money. It was not a business. It was just trying to, you know, 20 quid here, 20 quid there, you know. I mean, it was just not enough. And I had a massive space to do this work, and I used it to the best of my abilities, but it was not what it was as soon as we moved out of that place, because, you know, we had to move, and, you know, we had to go to a smaller place and more convenient place, because it was not in the right location for us. And I got a smaller room. And that room, it was not even a room. It was like I wouldn't call that room. That's where I started my YouTube channel. It was I don't know the square meters, but it was a closet, pretty much. You know, I mean, that's the best way I can describe it. It was a closet. But that's where I started my YouTube channel. I then got really claustrophobic because I didn't have any windows and it was so small. I mean, but that's where I started. And that's exactly where I started my journey as an entrepreneur online, if you will. I quite quickly got out of that room. You know, my wife said to me, you know, if you want to set up your studio, I have a massive desk and, like, you know, like 10 guitars and all of this, plus the speakers and the cameras and all of this, you know, I need a space. She said to me, like, you know what? We don't have a dining room in this small flat. Why don't you just go and put your desk, you know, here in this corner of the living room and just start working there. And that's how it began. And as soon as I did that, and I carry on, obviously, doing what I was doing, like the music and the YouTube videos and everything. And I have a YouTube video is about that, how I actually work from the living room. Like, I get out of my room, which was my small working space, and now I'm working from the living room, you know, beating up chair as well. They didn't, like, the chair just collapsed, and I have, like, a plastic chair. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm not trying to be, like, you know, nothing, but just, like, the importance of facing the challenges and the importance of not being ashamed of looking bad and making mistakes and just whatever tools and things you have at your disposal, the importance of that, of just using them to your advantage and see how you can be unstoppable, you know, it's so important. So I did that. And from the moment I went into the living room, that's when everything started to, like, really take off. And it's funny, I was thinking that to myself. I'm like, how funny it is now that I don't have a space, now that I'm just working from the living room and I'm really constrained when it comes down to, like, the schedule. Like, I have to make this work while, you know, my daughter is at school and when my wife is at work, you know, like, I really have to make this work. It's not just whenever somebody's at the house and I can just close the door now, right? Before I had that luxury. Now I don't have that luxury. So as soon as I had all of these constraints and all of this, you know, challenges and adversities in some way or another, it's exactly when I produce even more content. That's how I created my first online course, by the way, which it became the, you know, the birth of my educational business. All right. That's exactly when I actually started things to happen for me. And I said always this to people that I coach, like, you don't need much. In fact, you probably have a better space than me right now. Okay. For whatever the reasons, you know, you might have, I have people that I have coached that they have nice working spaces, but they don't earn any money, nothing, you know, with their content, with their knowledge, with anything. They want to be content creators. They want to be selling online courses. They want to share their knowledge with the world. They want to become coaches. They have everything, but they don't earn any money. And, you know, and I always say to that to him, like to him or to her, by the way, it's like, you don't even have kids. I mean, some of them are parents, but if you don't have kids and you have that space and okay, you have responsibilities like a day job and all of this, but you know, I mean, I'm more constrained when it comes down to time and things, you know, and I'm here giving you everything in the sense that this is the blueprint. The blueprint is to document your process, put that in the form of content, have a call to action so you can build an email list, and then you can create a program. And then you can actually start selling that. That's the blueprint. It doesn't get any more simple than that. It's not about complicated funnels. It's not about some complicated hack, all right? It's not about trying to fool somebody. It's about building relationships, making a connection with someone else, and trying to help somebody else with your content. Some of them are going to want to enroll in your course. Some of them are going to want to actually take your coaching programs. They want to learn from you. Right? Because everybody can learn something from somewhere else. Okay? There's so much content and for free as well. So why will they want to learn from you? Why will they want to listen to you? Now, that's an important question to ask. And the reason why they want to learn from you is because they have built a relationship with you. Anybody can learn how to create a business online by sharing what they know with somebody else. Why will they want to learn from me? Okay. The same was with the music. I teach music licensing to musicians and composers. There's many teachers out there teaching that. All right. But why would they want to come to me? Well, it's because of the connection that I have made with my audience, because of the connection that I have made with other people about my story, about how I accomplish what I accomplish. In my way of doing things. Like, this is the blueprint. This is what has worked for me. And this is how it can work for you. But you have to have the right mindset. And this is something that I really banked on quite a lot. And I talk a lot about personal development because even when I started as a musician, you know, without the mindset, you can just forget about it. It's not just about knowing how to make the music. That's just an element of it. The mindset is 90% of the whole thing. The same is with entrepreneurship. If you don't have that mindset and you're not investing in your personal development, you can just forget about it. I mean, a lot of people out there are teaching about how to build a business online and they don't talk about this. Right? There are others that do. Okay? And this is my people. This is the people that I resonate with. A lot of my mentors, they're all about mindset. They're not even talking to you about a funnel. They don't even mention how to actually earn money online. They're just going all for the mindset and the personal development. And pretty much it's just a philosophical proposition that if you can solve your own problems and sell the solution, that's the business. Another way to put it, if you have a problem with that word, selling, is that if you can cure yourself, okay, if you can just save yourself from whatever it is that you're saving yourself from, right? If you can just conquer your adversity, to put it in a different way, and you have found your own solution, and it has worked for you, then you give that to the world. You give that to the world in the form of content for free, but you can also give that to the world in the form of a service, okay? Like a service in the sense of creating a coaching program, right? Write a book, create an online program, courses, workshops, community. I mean, the list goes on and on, okay? and people want to learn from you. I mean, there are people right now that are willing to give you money in order to learn from you, whatever it is that you have, but you just don't have your stuff out there. Nobody knows that you exist. That's why content is so important. You have to start building relationships. But how do you get to a place where you can actually solve your own problems and then give that to the world, right? Like, I have solved some of my problems. You know, I'm not perfect, okay? But I have figured out a thing or two of how to work online. I live location free. I'm still in the making, and I'm documenting this online, okay? I'm happily married for 20 plus, I mean, I don't even keep count anymore. You know, I met my wife when I was in my mid-20s, okay? Early 20s, mid-20s, and, you know, I'm very happily married, and I believe in marriage. I believe in one, a man having one partner, okay? I'm very orthodox in that way. I don't believe in you know, many things, like, when it comes down. I mean, listen, I don't want to get too much into it because I don't know your story, but, and I come from a broken home. You know, my mom and my dad divorced when I was growing up. But, you know, then again, in South America, in Venezuela specifically, everybody's divorced, right? My uncle is divorced. He has another kid with another woman. My aunt is the same. I mean, everybody around me. So when I was growing up, I said to myself, you know what? I am going to do what my parents and what my, you know, what my family did not do, did not accomplish. Okay? And it starts with me. I want to be someone that is happily married and has a family and is loyal to that. That's my values. And I'm not saying that people should not divorce or separate if things don't work out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that something that's very important to me. And it's at the core of my being. Family is so important. It's where it all starts. I mean, if you want to change the world, you want to change what the where we live, right? Then you start with a family. For me to have two beautiful girls, two beautiful daughters, I mean, it's just, you know, my heart just is full of joy. This is what is important to me. My beautiful daughters, my family, to be able to provide for them, to see them, you know, like, oh my God, like, who is this person, you know, that is coming from me and my wife? You know, it's just such a mind-blowing experience to be a parent. But it's very challenging, man. I mean, it's just, it doesn't stop. It's very, very challenging. But I wouldn't change it for the world. It's the best thing that anybody can go through. And to be around for them. And the reason why I work online, the reason why I work from home, is because I want to be around my kids, because time is so precious. Time goes fast so quick. So I want to be around them. I try to balance my life while being, I mean, I don't call myself anymore a stay-at-home dad, but I work from home and my wife works from home now. So we're both working from home. So it's a very unique situation. It has a lot of challenges, man. I'm not trying to glamorize this because it does have a lot of challenges. Trying to combine, you know, work and family life and, you know, like, I mean, I can give you a big list of the bad things of working like the way I do. It probably is not for you, by the way. You're listening to this, you might think like, oh, that sounds great. But if you lived my life, you know, for a week, you probably will not want that. Okay, because you just can't focus, you know, you're just not... You're not self-motivated, you know. You're probably not used to my schedule, the way I work, the way I have so many balls in the air, and how I accomplish what I want to accomplish, and how I keep track of things, and how I juggle to be a person that is always at home and always available for my kids, while I'm running a business and creating content and, you know, still growing. I mean, I still go through the personal development growth program that, you know, that I started years ago. Right, I need to live to my full potential. And the only way to do that is to put myself into adversity, self-inflicted adversity. I mean, there's just no other way around that. So I wake up early in the morning. That's the first adversity. Because, and you might say like, oh, that's no biggie. You know, you just wake up early. Well, I'm a night person, or I used to be a night person. And that was part of my DNA. It was so ingrained in my being of going to bed so late, you know, having a spliff watching TV, just playing the guitar in the background while I'm watching some whatever crap on TV. That was me, man. I had to transform my life and transform myself into someone else. Even my wife mentioned the other day, like, you don't remember your old self, that you will wake up late, you know? And I'm like, I do, because we're talking about something. And she said, like, yeah, but back then you will wake up late. And I'm like, oh, I forgot about that part. So irresponsible, you know? So irresponsible to myself and to my kids, you know? I mean, back then I had, it was just my daughter, my eldest daughter, but she was like, you know, I mean, I was so irresponsible, man. I mean, I could take care of my daughter, but I would just wake up late. Now it's not like that. I'm the first one who wakes up in the morning and just go gets out. That's the personal development program. Get out of the house, take some fresh air, listen to a podcast or an audiobook in the personal development space, and get that PMA, that positive mental attitude up where it needs to go early in the morning. Get rid of any negativity, extinguish any type of doubt, any fear that might be in my head. And, you know, at times it works, at times it doesn't work. Okay, but I don't watch the news. I don't consume the news, media, nothing. I try to stay away from negativity. I just want to go from flow state to flow state and try to put myself adversity earlier on in the day. So the first thing is waking up early in the morning and getting out of the house. Doesn't matter if it's summer, rain, if it's winter. It doesn't matter. That's part of my schedule. Then it's go straight into the house, right? Straight into business. Yeah, my daughter goes to school. My wife takes her to school. Today, I took her to school, for example, my younger daughter. We took her to school together. I said to my wife, don't worry, let's go. I'll drive, you know, and I'll take her to school. I'll do my podcast later on. But from this point on, it's just, how can I put myself in a position where I am not comfortable? You know, comfortable is not what we're aiming for. I mean, I'm going to chill out later on tonight when I'm, you know, there is a time to sleep, right? But now is not the time to chill out. Now is not the time to see what's working. Now is the time to actually keep pushing for growth. Put ourselves in a position of adversity. Okay, self-inflicted adversity. That's what we need to do. I go to the gym every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, I have early lunch, and then I wrap up my work, and then I go around 3:30. And I put myself through adversity. I mean, that time, that's where most people are, you know, you have a little dip in energy because it's, you know, it's the afternoon at the time, and, you know, I've been awake since 5. So I go out at a time, and I really push myself to not only go to the gym, but actually I have set a goal for myself to be in the best shape of my life by the time I reach 50. I'm going to be 49, so I have a year now. I'm in pretty good shape, but how better can I be? So I have to put myself into self-adversity. And it's not a vanity metric, like, oh, I'm going to have a six-pack or this or be muscular or bodybuilding or anything. But it's just like, I need to grow, man. I need to put myself in a situation where I'm being tested. I mean, I want to see you and I want to meet you when you're going through adversity, because I want to see your real character. Not when things are going right. I mean, it's very easy to be positive and inspirational when things are working. Very positive thing to say and say, like, oh yeah, life is good, you know, check me out, I'm always like this. But I want to see you when it's a difficult season in life, adversity, right? You got fired, you're going through a divorce, right? You're moving from one country to another, you don't have an income now because you know something happened, you know, you're going through some kind of hardship, something that it really makes you think and rethink and reconsider your life and change your habits, right? Like, if you're a smoker, you know, quit smoking. I'll start there. That is really challenging for a lot of people. I mean, I realized how easy it was to quit a habit. I did feel very good, though. At the time, it was a real challenge for me. But then when I quit that habit of smoking weed, especially weed, I was like, oh my God, if I can do this, imagine what else can I do? And then I quit smoking cigarettes. And that was a challenge in itself, because it, you know, it's acceptable to just be a smoker, right? But today, it's been more than 10 years since I smoke either weed or cigarettes, and I'm so happy for this. It's one of my biggest achievements. And I'm not here to judge if you are a smoker, if you're vaping or whatever. But, you know, if you want to do this, right, if you want to put yourself through adversity, not going through a diet. I mean, it's hard to go through a diet or to work out. But I believe that getting rid of any bad habit is at the core of transformation. Because you really have to battle your demons. And if you are an employee, for example, you want to fend for yourself, meaning that you want to earn your own money. Like, this was a dream for me. It was a real dream. Like, can I fend for myself financially? You know? Like, I don't want to depend on a boss or a system or a company. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a job, okay? There's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. But for me, it was like, can I do this? I mean, I know people are doing it. How do they do it? How can I earn money online? And I tried many things, affiliate marketing and some things that do not align with my values. But I knew there were things out there. And it has always been a dream for me. And when I accomplished it, and when it started to happen, there was something so magical from that first sale online. There was something so magical to just withdraw money, living here in Greece, right? Money that I have earned in dollars, and just withdrawing that money and just having that tangible, you know, like, oh my God, this is from me. It comes from something that I have created. I have put it online. Everything is in place for that to somebody buy it, somebody that I have no idea who this person is, but it's a client, right? And they have found my stuff and they just purchase it. I have an invoice, the money goes in, you know, tax, all of this. And then I get the money. I mean, there's such an amazing thing. When we have a paycheck, it's not that. I mean, it's great. If you're unemployed and you get a job, a 9-to-5 somewhere, and you start to get paid, it's great. I'm not trying to minimize the importance of that. But there is this 9-to-5 mentality that a lot of people subscribe to, and just like, okay, tell me what I have to do, and I'll see if I can do it in order for me to get that pay. When you're into entrepreneurship, and if you want to build something, there's no guarantee. There's no security. There's no such a thing as, you know, the end of the month. I mean, obviously you have to make sales and all of this, and there's certain things in place in order for this to happen, but you're not guaranteed anything, man. It's not like a 9-to-5 that is like, oh yeah, that's your contract, that's what you're gonna do, and then, you know, you try to like just show up for that and that's it. When you're doing entrepreneur things online, and when you're working for yourself, and when it all starts with personal development, you know that you're not fooling anybody by trying to do less work. If you have a 9-to-5, for example. And I was the best at this. I tried to do the least possible when I had a 9-to-5. And I said, like, well, nobody's watching. The boss is not around. I'm just going to be here doing nothing. Catch me if you can. You can't fire me, you know, because I'm just... You're only fooling yourself, you know. And for me to snap out of that mentality to where I'm at today and to think that every minute counts... And it's asking yourself that question, what are you doing right now to bring value to the table? Right now, what are you doing today in order to become more valuable, not only to yourself, but to the world, to the marketplace, to your family, to the community, to your 9-to-5? I mean, the things that I know now, I wish I could go back in time and have my 9-to-5 so I can implement them in that workplace. Because I do believe in the energy. I do believe in the frequency that we're projecting to others. People can tell. They probably cannot understand it in those concepts, but it's a thing. And I try to hide it as much as possible, but people can tell. My boss can tell. Even my clients can tell. You know, the people that I was, you know, when I had a 9-to-5, I was just repelling this. Like, the rules do not apply to me. That was very clear. And I'm just here to do this. Pay me. I know I can climb the ladder of employment and go through the whole thing, but I don't want to do that. People can see that I'm qualified, that I have the know-how, and yet I don't rise to the occasion. Like, I'm not doing it, man. I'm not going to the spotlight. That's a terrible thing to do. I shared that on an Instagram reel and on a TikTok, I think, as well. Like, I wasted my 20s and my 30s trying to, like, just go show up for a 9-to-5. That, by the way, it was a dream 9-to-5 for me, you know, being in the music industry and being in music. I mean, I did have no excuse to complain about this, and yet I didn't do it. Why? I have more in me, and I was not doing it. I was afraid. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just being lazy. I did not understand certain universal laws. You get what you put in, okay? So, to wrap it up, I hope this is an inspirational episode for you, my friend. If you're going through adversity right now, understand that there is something greater on the other side. And if you're not going through adversity, understand that it will come in one way or another. And the best way to face adversity is to have a positive mental attitude towards adversity and self-inflict adversity on a day-to-day basis. Get rid of any doubt and any fear. Extinguish any doubt and any fear. The best way to do this is by getting rid of terrible habits, whatever they are. And if you don't have any bad habits, I believe you have them. Everybody has them. Maybe for you is porn. Maybe for you is just endless scrolling on TikTok. Maybe for you is just consuming rubbish that it just doesn't bring anything to you, to your life. Whatever it is, okay? If it's cigarettes, alcohol, whatever it is, weed, drugs, pills, I mean, gambling. I mean, whatever it is, start there and attack that. Invest in your personal development. Wake up early. If you're not a morning person, then become one. Read books. You don't like to read, start reading, okay? Start there. Get into physical, peak physical shape for yourself. I'm not saying that you need to be an athlete. I'm not saying that you have to be a bodybuilder. I'm not saying that you have to have a six-pack. But get into top physical shape for where you are right now. Work on that. Because working out is hard. It's not easy to go to the gym. It's not easy to run a marathon. Okay, it's not easy to wake up early in the morning, go running, or go for a walk, or do 10,000 steps at 8 a.m., which is something that I usually do. And that's my goal, to do 10,000 steps before 8 a.m. every single day. That does not include my workout in the gym at 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day. All right? I'm not getting any younger, my friend, so I'm here for the long run. And if I want to do that, I need to be in top physical shape for my age group. And I want to be at a top percent. So for my age group, for people that are in their 50s, when I reach 50, which is going to be in a year's time, I want to be there. Okay? No dad bod. No, you know, I just want to be in, like, I want people when they see me and say, like, fuck me, man, this guy is 50. I mean, even now, if you see me, you'll be like, yeah, this guy's in pretty good shape, man. You know? I mean, I'm not an athlete. I'm nothing in that world, but I'm in shape. Okay? So, I have to self-induce sacrifice and adversity in my life in order to become the stronger version of myself. And then I can enjoy and say, you know what? Now it's time to rest. Now it's time to just, you know, watch Netflix with my wife. I've done the work. I've done my content. I've done my calls with my coaching clients. I've done my course. I've done, you know, all the things, the music, the thing, took care of my daughters, the whole lot. And now it's time to chill out. You know, I'm a human being, man. I love to watch things with my wife at night. It's, in fact, one of my favorite things in the world, you know. I'm not one of those crazy, like, high-performance entrepreneurs that is like, oh, sleep 2 hours and never chill. No, man, I like to Netflix and chill, you know. I love to do that with my wife. In fact, right now we're watching this series with Kevin Costner. Did I say that right? Kevin Costner. Yeah, I think so. Yellowstone. Yeah, great series. We're finishing, you know, season 5 now. You know, just binge watch that every night, right? When the girls go to bed, we watch one episode and we just chill out. It's my time to spend some time with my wife, watch a nice series, right? And, you know, we just enjoy ourselves. You know, I'm a human being. I go to bed early, though, right? 9:30, I'm in bed. That's it. Read a book, go to bed. You know, but I like to watch my stuff, you know, with my wife. You know, just chill out, be a human. There's a place for that. But there's a place for hard work, and there's a place for adversity. There's a place for toughen up and for growth. And, you know, there's no shortcut for it. You just have to do it. And if you're not willing to induce that in to yourself, to your life, if you're not willing to put discipline into your own life, and if you don't tell yourself to do the hard things, then someone else is going to do it for you, aka your boss or the system, the status quo or life, right? You don't like to work out? You don't like to invest in your personal development? Well, when you go to the doctor and they say, you know, you have high cholesterol or you have this, you have that, now it's time to drop that, you know, the drinking, the drugs. Okay? Now it's time to take this pill. You cannot do this anymore like this. Now you have to go for a walk around the block. Now you should go and, you know, do some workouts. Now it's time to stop smoking, right? I mean, someone else will tell you what you need to do. So it's better to take ownership and do it ourselves and say, you know what? I know that this is wrong for me. I know that I need to do better than just this, what I'm doing right now. How can I grow from this? Anyways, guys, I hope this episode finds you well. It was a long one. I hope you get some value out of this content. Thank you so much for all the love and support. I'll see you in another episode. And thank you so much for all the love that you have shown for this podcast. It means the world to me. I'll see you in another episode, my friend.